From in and around the DMV to inside the White House, it's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
April Ryan.
Hey, April.
Hey, Allison. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment.
My goodness.
We are now at a point where Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, who thought that he was going to acquit Donald Trump right off the bat with no witnesses, is now faced with the fact that he doesn't have the votes to push people away from being a witness. There will be witnesses. There will be witnesses. There are some Republicans who are not following the party line, even though Mark Meadows said, if you break party lines, there will be repercussions, something along that line, basically issuing a threat. So here's the deal. John Bolton, the man who wrote In the Room Where It Happens, President Trump is afraid of him. Now, here's the big thing. I talked to Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, today.
If Donald Trump is so sure what he did is right, if Mitch McConnell is so sure what Donald Trump did is right, then why are they afraid of the truth? Why are they afraid of witnesses? Why are they afraid of documents?
Witnesses could turn the tide for this nation. Remember we said before, 71% of the nation felt that they wanted witnesses and they wanted a fair trial. Well, they are not saying that they're optimistic, but things are changing.
Yeah.
We're talking with April Ryan. April, but I thought that was the dog whistle for all the conservative talk show hosts to start banging the drum to shut it down. That's why I think he said it. He didn't have the vote.
Banging the drum to shut it down, but guess what? It's not. Mm-hmm. It's going to extend. And now Republicans are trying to bang the drum to get people off the witness thing, saying it's going to last for months. But people need to know the truth. They're not really talking to reporters like they normally do. So I'm finding ways to go up in Tim Kaine's office and talk to Chuck Schumer on the phone. And
April exclusive.
Sookie. Yes,
it's an exclusive
yes.
from April Ryan.
Exclusive. Only here on WHUR. Yes.
Let's talk about presidential candidate John Steyer. He's talking reparations and apologies.
Billionaire philanthropist Tom Steyer told me this. He said, look, I'm looking for the black vote, and he's really in the trenches in South Carolina. I talked to him while he was on the bus in Des Moines, Iowa, and it was so funny. He said, I love being with the people. I feel like a pig in mud. I was like, So anyway.
Watch your analogy, sir.
I was like, okay. So then we moved on, but he said that he wants to offer reparations for black Americans.
Actually, my message to black voters is different from everybody else's message. I'm the only person who will even talk straightforwardly about reparations, and I'm for reparations. I believe there is a undercurrent of race in virtually every policy area.
And I said, sir, if you offer reparations, that means an apology. He was like, you think? Duh. But he is the candidate who's come out boldly saying he wants it. He's not calling for a study. He says he wants it to happen, and he's going to ask for an apology for slavery. Bill Clinton didn't apologize for slavery. George W. Bush didn't apologize for slavery. Neither did Barack Hussein Obama. And you know this president is not going to apologize for slavery. But everybody's trying to get the black vote. Now, Donald John Trump, speaking of this president, the 45th president, he's got his people, Daryl Scott, one of his friends, his black friends, they're giving out money.
What?
For people to, yes. They're giving out hundreds of dollars, giving this giveaway in different places. It started in Cleveland, and they're trying to take it all over the place. I know, they're
Cleveland,
paying
Detroit,
people to
Chicago.
Vote. Well, let me say this. We know they started in Cleveland. They were supposed to go to Virginia, but I don't know what happened there. If you get this money, you have to file taxes if it's over $600. If Donald Trump is talking about the great economics, why do you have to give black people money? That's my question. If he has a press conference, I'm going to ask him that.
April,
along
you know
with,
what?
Will you apologize for slavery?
April, our clock's running out, and no, we will not be taking no damn money from Donald Trump. But April, thank you so much. April Ryan, live on an exclusive from the White House.
TV news in the morning, radio fun in the afternoon, is Allison Seymour and her hubby Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR. Oh.